RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com. And by Campers Inn RV. Find your family's next RV at campersinn.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are sharing more of our favorite product recommendations for the camping season ahead. On last week's episode, we focused on the inside of the RV. This week, we are taking you outdoors with gear for setting up base camp and exploring.
Plus, we have an interview with Eldon Wood, Vice President of Marketing at Truma, the manufacturer of the AquaGo, a water heater that will give you instant hot water even when camping off the grid. That's an aftermarket modification even I can get behind.
You might think that a spring gear guide can fit into one podcast episode, but we know that sometimes there are too many goodies to cram into a single hour. You are listening to episode number 80, RVFTA 2016 Spring Gear Guide, Part 2.
Before we head into this week's featured topic, our RVFTA 2016 Spring Gear Guide Part 2, you heard me right, Part 2, it's time for our RVFTA News Roundup. And kind of at the top of the list for me, and I would hope that you would agree, is that we opened up the RV last weekend. We did not take it out camping, but we opened it up.
That's the biggest news in your life right now.
Yeah, you make it sound so pathetic. But no, we did. We spent the day cleaning and getting things stocked and doing a lot of preparation. I mean, we spent 8 hours working in the RV, yeah. And we're not done yet.
No, we spent the entire day, and I did a really super important thing to me that I finally got around to, dedicated bedding.
Dedicated bedding. You got the boys picked out new sheets, or
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they did.
I gave them options,
and guess what? They all picked the same thing.
It was the options were sharks, dogs, or sports.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I should mention this. Target has a new line. I thought I was going to get bedding at IKEA, and I've mentioned that IKEA is such an affordable place to stock your RV. And for those of you that haven't been listening for a while, we believe in dedicated beds. But I haven't had dedicated bedding in my RV. What I've been doing is that typical wear the old sheets, carry out the old sheets to the RV, throw them on before we leave. And, you know, we've just said we spend far too much time in our RV anymore for this. I need separate sets of things that make it easier for me. So dedicated bedding was on my list, and I was going to go to IKEA. Well, my lovely friend, who's a shopper, told me that Target has this new line out that I should check out, Pillow Fort. Okay,
it's called Pillow Fort.
Pillow Fort.
Love the sound
it's
of
cute,
it.
Right?
By the way, they're not sponsoring the program.
No, stop. Of course not. So, you know, it's Pillow Fort and it's a new line and it's sort of like more outdoorsy. It has some different like little, I don't know, just fun, whimsical kind of patterns. So I was looking at them and what I decided to do, I was like, you know what, they were on sale. They were 20% off. I think they're trying to like release it and get the, you know, game going with it. So I was like, you know what, this is affordable. And I'm going to do it.
Stephanie called from Target, and I put her on speakerphone, and she asked the boys, sharks, dogs, or it was sports, right? Or was it baseball?
Because
was
I
it just baseball
them,
or sports?
No, it was all mixed sports. And I gave them those three choices because all three of those choices were in the same color scheme. So that if they had picked the different ones, it still would have like looked right, and I could have gotten the same like color comforter or whatever.
You basically tortured all of us though, because the boys could not decide for about 20 minutes. It was like sharks, sports, dogs.
They all picked a different one. But then they all started.
Started with a different one, which I thought was cool because I wanted to see all three of them, frankly.
I was like, perfect.
But then they all ended up with sharks.
Everybody got sharks, but you know what? It's cute. So we have sharks in our RV, and I got really cute. It's all orange and blue back there, which I feel like goes really well
nice
with our
back
RV.
There. It looks nice.
It's just cozy, and they were so excited. And
I think we may have the cleanest RV in America right now.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, once we take it camping, that's going to get ruined in 5 minutes. But right now, it's so, like, I just went out there before for something. It's, like, so nice and clean in there. I just kind of wanted to, like, sit down and relax and read.
Yeah. And I had my oil going out there in the infuser, right?
That was nice.
Yeah. I got it all nice and freshened up with the peppermint spell to get rid of those spiders, supposedly.
Yeah. And I cleaned out every storage bin, vacuumed every storage bin. I had the boys in the storage bins reaching the nooks and crannies, vacuuming. So the RV is like rip-roaring ready to go, and we're about T-minus 2 weeks from our first weekend of camping, so I'm getting really, really excited. It's killing me because we're seeing a lot of our friends, and we're seeing people on social media who are out there already because either they're like a little bit further south or they're heading out for their spring break. So yeah, it's killing me a little bit, and I'm pushing already for 2 weekends in a row to kick off the season, the first 2 weekends in April. Steph, we're reserved for the first weekend of April. We got some friends coming. I don't know if Stephanie is sold on going the second weekend in April, because we often have a no two weekends in a rule row. We often have a no two weekends in a row rule, which I think has served us well.
That's because I'm logistics.
Well, I know it gets a little crazy going 2 weekends in a row. It just does. I think probably a lot of people, we're not seasonals. I think a lot of people probably can relate to that. But I want to kick off the season strong, and they don't have their first T-ball game till after those first 2 weekends. So I'm pretty determined to get in a second weekend there in the beginning of April.
You are determined. I don't know. We'll
Stephanie's
see how this
hedging
one goes.
Big time.
Now everybody, now that you've said this, everybody will be like, oh, look who won. You know?
I need
like
fresh.
Like whether we're out there, they'll be like, oh, Jeremy won or Stephanie
we
won.
Need fresh content. We need fresh pictures.
Our
we need fresh
podcast calendar is full.
You
episodes.
Can never
I got like
have too much
episodes
content
blocked out. What are you talking
you
about?
You can never have too much. I need new pictures.
We're locked
if I
out.
Post one more picture from the Great Smoky Mountains on my Instagram account, we're going to start like losing followers.
You're
on
obsessed
Instagram
with that. We have other pictures. You just can't get away from it.
Okay. All now, right. Also, big news, and this is actually probably bigger news. So Friday, we received a little package in the mail from our editor at Penguin Random House, and it was a copy of our book, and we didn't think we were going to get it for about another month. So this was really, really exciting. And as far as we know, there's only 2 copies of the book on the planet right now. I guess they just ran off a few samples. So our editor has one, and she emailed us and said, oh, I have a copy of the book. It looks amazing. And we're like, okay, we want to see it.
You were so
I was like bummed.
Yeah. I think your email sounded a little pathetic to her. Like,
well, then about 4 or 5 days later, she emailed back. She's like, I found another one lying around the office. It'll be at your house in 3 days. It showed up. It looks really beautiful. Full color, really high quality printing job. I mean, it's a really nice looking idiot's guide. So if you haven't pre-ordered it, pre-order it. It's a great book. 40 great RV destinations around the country, all kinds of other great content.
And we
content.
Know a lot of you have pre-ordered it. You've all been
and
telling
we appreciate
us
that.
And everything. And
we
that is
really,
super,
we sure do appreciate
nice.
That to have that kind of support. Mm-hmm. So the book is real. It exists and it'll be out at some point soon, May 10th.
Right.
For the rest of the world.
Yep, that's it. But we got one.
All right. Now we are going to, the last item on the news roundup, we are starting a series of spring giveaways of the products we've been reviewing. So last week we did Inside the RV, and then Brett did a whole segment on great gear. This week we're heading outside the RV, and we have 10 more great items. And we have like a massive pile of giveaways, and we're just going to do one a week, and it's probably going to last about 2 months.
Yeah,
so we've
because
got some great
we
products.
Had too many giveaways, so I didn't even want to do them almost like during the spring gear. I didn't, you know, it was like, okay, we got to get it all out in the wash, and then we'll start running them one a week. I didn't want to like jam them all together because, to be quite honest, I am flabbergasted at the tremendous value of these.
Yeah, there's a lot of $100 plus items. There's a lot of $50
$200
items.
Plus.
So we clearly have our best run of giveaways that we've ever had in the history of RVFTA. So Stephanie, let's get everybody good and excited about all the free stuff we have to give away. What's first?
All right. So from last week's episode, okay, the products that you heard about last week, you are going to get the opportunity to win a Jack Rack, Trail Break mugs, the McNett's Tenacious Tape, and reflective gear patches.
All right. Good work, Brett. Mm-hmm. Okay, Brett scored us some giveaways. Let's just throw that out there. Thanks, Brett, for your hard work. You were focused.
Now, from this week's episode, there's going to be giveaways also, okay? Now, you haven't heard about these products yet, but they are huge giveaways, like really valuable giveaways. And they're going to be from BB Begonia. They're going to be from RV Lock, Rhinoflex, and, ooh, the one for this week.
The one for this week, the Truma Level Check, which we're going to come back in a second and review. You should be good and excited about this. This is like a 79.99 value?
$69.99,
$69.99 value. This is a great product. So we're going to come back in a second. We're going to review all this great stuff and tell you all about these great products.
And just remember that every single product that we are talking about, you can find the link in the show notes at rvfamilytravelatlas.com, okay? So if you can't get the exact name of the product while we're talking, just go to the website later and you'll be able to click right through to the website, all right? All right.
All right, we'll be back in a second with the Spring Gear Guide Part 2.
Award-winning Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories.
Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comfort of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds.
And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home.
Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for the RVFTA Spring Gear Guide Part 2, and we are focusing on products for outside of the RV because last week we did the inside of the RV. We have a wide variety of products here, and we're going to be giving some of this stuff away too, which is awesome. So why don't we start with the BB Begonia Outdoor Rug? It was about time for us to upgrade the rug, so we got the sample from BB Begonia, and we will be giving one away at some point. Stephanie, what did you like about this rug?
Well, we had a rug that I think actually had some style to it. And, you know, I really liked it. And the funny thing is I can't tell you the amount of times over the past few years that you would post pictures of the trailer on social media and people would say, where did you get that rug? Like, it looked nice.
We did get a lot of comments and it photographs well. Mm-hmm. So it was a cute rug.
Right. So you had just gotten that at Camping World, I think, right?
Camping World on sale for maybe 50 or 60 bucks for 4 years ago.
Yeah. But it was 4 years ago and it was starting to show its age. Okay. So we had some rips in it. Like, and honestly, those were our fault from moving. I think like picnic table rips, right?
I think that yes. But then there were other holes in it because of sparks coming off the campfire and landing on the rug and burning holes through it. So I wanted to keep it as a backup and then just start using the BB Begonia as our new rug. And Stephanie's like, no, this rug is retired. It's time to send it out to pasture.
That's the kind of person you are. You think we need a backup rug. No, we don't. That rug is done, toast, got
rid of it. Yeah, but BB Begonia is a cool company with stylish rugs, and they're good quality. You're going to pay a little bit more for them than some other outdoor rugs, but I think that they're really worth it.
Right. So I started kind of poking around in the whole outdoor rug world because we knew that it was time. And I had seen BB Begonia's products, and they had really stuck out to me because this is actually a Canadian company, a small company. And again, we wanted to focus on as many of these as possible in our gear guide this year. And their rugs have a stylistic flair to them that I feel like really set them apart from a lot of the things that you see sort of in the big box camping stores.
Would you say they're a little understated in a sense, or is that the wrong way to look at it?
No, I don't think they are. In fact, some of them really have like these really big floral designs on them. Some of them are a lot more colorful than you see other rugs. So I just think there's something for everyone. Now, they only have like 4 or 5 different designs under what they call RV mats, okay? They don't have tons of RV mats, but these are huge.
It was bigger than our old one. And I that was really surprised me because when I thought, okay, this isn't going to be as big as that nice big one we have. It was a few inches bigger.
9 by 12. and 8x20.
Yeah, that's
those
a big
are
rug.
Your two choices for the RV vans. However, they also have a huge range of other outdoor rugs. They're not as big as the RV mats, quote unquote, but they have like 4x6s, right? And other sizes for just outdoor rugs that obviously somebody might have on their patio or their back deck or by their pool or something like that. But you could just as well use them outside your RV if you saw one of those that you liked.
And these start at $130 and they range upwards, but it is a heavier duty. they're heavy duty and they feel like they're really well made. And we did take it out and look at it and kick it around a little bit.
Yeah. So there's really heavy duty piping around the edges. Okay. So I feel like that just automatically is different from our last one. Like the sides aren't going to fray at all. And also they use this loop, like this loop technology to loop the rugs that they say traps no moisture. So you're not going to get any mildew build up. But then they also say, get this, that you're not going to kill the grass under the mat because it lets air through and water through. Like everything just kind of like runs right through the material. Like
that's
what they say. I mean, obviously we haven't
we'll use it all season and then we'll talk about whether we killed any grass over the course of the summer.
I don't know. It's not going to sit in one spot for that long. Maybe. I don't know. Have we ever sat in one spot for that long, enough time to kill the grass?
I don't know. We spent a lot of time at the Myrtle Beach KOA last summer.
We did.
Now, one thing I really liked about this was the carrying bag. It was much nicer than any other carrying bag we've had for a rug, and I'll tell you why. Because usually what happens is it's impossible to get these rugs back into the bags. They're packed so tightly the first time from the factory that once you take it out and open it up and it expands a little, it's like torture squeezing the thing back in. So I never ended up using the old carrying bag. And because it had like a zipper top, there just wasn't a lot of room. Now this one does not have a zipper top. It's more of a, it's open, more like a purse, and it has just Velcro closures on the top that you could use or not use to some degree. And the rug fit very easily back into the bag. And for some people that might sound like a small thing, but for me it's not, because when you can't get the rug back into the bag, it's an annoying thing to store in the RV, and it can be kind of dirty to store in the RV. So I love the bag that comes with it. They did a nice job on that.
Yeah. And two other things about the price point. First of all, shipping is free from this company.
Love free shipping.
That's a big deal when you're talking about a large item like this. Okay, so shipping is free, so that's good. Even though they're in Canada, ground shipping is free. Now, the other thing that kind of stands out to me is just that we use a rug very religiously. So even though, you know, at the beginning you're like, oh, the price point's a little bit higher, I might be able to get a cheaper one somewhere. You know, I love that rug. Like sometimes you're like, oh, we have a concrete pad. Should I put out the rug?
And I'm
like,
we always want it because we want to sit and play checkers on it.
Because the boys sit and play games on our rug and everything. And
this summer, Maggie will be resting on the rug under the awning.
Maggie, she'll be resting on the rug. Yeah, she can't wait for camping either.
She's going to be the best camping dog out there.
We've got her trained, man. She runs to that truck. She can't wait to go on rides now and everything. She's good to go.
All right, so check out BB Begonia online. Great products. Let's move on to the bristle-free grill brush. Now, you have been looking for an alternative for a while to your standard grill brush because of safety issues, correct?
Yeah, this is going to be one of those things that some people are like, what? Or they might roll their eyes. But a while ago, I read an article about the dangers of the bristles in grill brushes. Okay, and this is one of those things where half of you out there are rolling your eyes and the other half are going, oh, I know, it's so scary. Right, okay. So all you have to do is hear this story for the first time and all of a sudden it just freaks you out. So I guess the bristles, those really thin bristles on some brushes can dislodge onto the grill and like they can get in, say, a hamburger. Right? So it's there. You never even notice. Like a fishbone. Sometimes a fishbone, you just swallow it.
Well, they're practically invisible.
So you swallow it, but then what happens is it can puncture like your intestines or something like that. And there have been actual – this is not like I'm making this up. There have been actual instances of this happening and like people having this like pain and these problems and they can't find out and it turns out to be like a grill bristle.
And my solution to that was always just not cleaning the grill.
Yeah, you're
right?
Perfectly happy with
but
that.
this is a great product. It's a very sturdy, heavy duty product. It's only $16.95, which that price point is terrific. Like if you had told me that this was $30, maybe even $40, I don't think I would have really blinked at that price. So great price point.
Yeah, so this is another one of my uncommon goods.
Oh, you and uncommon goods. You're an uncommon good.
I'm telling you, it's the algorithm. You know I've been talking about a bristle-free brush for a while now. And even I was saying, oh, well, don't use a brush, just use a rag, you know, to wash it off or whatever. Well, this algorithm, it brought up. I was not searching for this.
I'm reading your mind.
It showed it along the bottom. I'm like, you might also be interested in. And there's this brush. I was like, oh, ta-da. And I bought it. So, all right. So it's from uncommongoods.com and it's made in the USA in Plattsburgh, New York.
Yeah, in upstate New York. That's right.
Love
above
it.
The Adirondacks, correct? Or is it in the Adirondacks? Either way. It's up there in upstate New York.
So it's made out of galvanized steel and it has a plastic handle. And this thing is heavy duty and you can just like rip on that
I think a
grill.
Lot of our listeners are going to buy this.
I love
I do.
It.
Yeah.
I love it. And
gift.
I think everybody should get it. Stop using the bristles. It makes me so nervous. And I'm really happy to have this going with us on our
great
travels.
Great find, Stephanie, from Uncommon Goods. So up next, we have the Weber Q portable cart for grilling. And it's for the Weber Q 1000 and 2000 series. Now we have which one? The 1000.
The 1000.
We have the 1000. And we love that grill. Will we
love
stand
it.
By that grill? That was worth every penny. We used that last summer. It really worked well. Weber lived up to its name on that one. Now, that was what, a $200 grill?
Right. So the Weber 1000 is a $200 grill. And then the 2000 is a little bit bigger, but it is pricier also. And someone was just recently asking about that on our forum. Like, could I feed a family of six with the Weber 1000 or do I need the 2000? And I was like, look, the Weber 1000, like, it's going to be tight sometimes.
It works for us, though.
But, right, like, for me, the price point, I didn't want to jump up to that next, like, $300, you know, price point.
Yeah, we're not often grilling for, like, other families, too. You know, usually you're doing some meats with other things with dinner.
Yeah.
So the size was perfect for us. There was never a time I felt it didn't work for our family of five.
Right.
But we didn't buy the kickstand last summer.
We didn't. Because, again, there's this, like, price thing that happens. When you're making this purchase of a big item, like a $200 item, and then you look at all the add-ons. Well, I got the add-on for the propane hose. You know, like the propane hose that would attach to our propane tank. So, like, I got that. And then, like, you're looking at, you know, and I just could
Stephanie never likes to buy a bunch of connected things at once. She likes to spread the purchases out.
It stresses me out.
Yeah, we finally got our kickstand for this season and well worth it.
I actually stalked people at the campgrounds last year, like, that had it. And I talked to a guy extensively. Like, I would, like, watch him. And I finally talked to a guy in Myrtle Beach. And I was like, so do you like that? And he started raving about it. Like, he was just going on and on and on about how
every
awesome.
Man wants to talk about their grill and their meat.
It was so funny. He wasn't, like, annoyed that I was asking at all. He was thrilled.
Well, campers are friendly people. And when you have a great product and someone's like with the Extend-A-Line from Stromberg Carlson,
yeah.
The number of guys that came up to me and were like oohing and aahing at that. It's a fun part of the campground experience. And look, RVFTA, we do stalk people at the campground checking out their gear because we're always looking for things.
We're not embarrassed. So he folded it up. It goes so flat. It's easy storage. It's really nice. And I was like, you know what? It is worth it because two reasons why you might want this kickstand. First of all, if you have a family of five like us or six or whatever, it takes up room at your picnic table if you don't have a separate table, okay? So already—
And you might not want the grill at the picnic table right near the kids.
Exactly, and we did it. And then on top of that, if you put tablecloths right down on your tables, then all of a sudden you kind of like, honestly, that's a hazard because you don't want like
or just
hot
a
grease
mess.
Stripping on a tablecloth or whatever. So really, it's another safety issue too. Put your grill on a kickstand.
And look, I think, you know, at some point we'll do an episode for the new RVer about stocking the RV. And there's so many things you have to buy when you first get your RV. You're probably not going to want to spend $200 to $300 on a grill. But for the new RVers out there, the grills that come with RVs stink, and everybody knows it.
Right. But what you just said is important. If you don't have another grill like the Weber Q1000 or something like a smaller, easier portable grill, and you are stocking an entire RV, you know what? It's okay to suffer with they call it the RVQ.
The RVQ.
The RVQ.
No, I heard you complain. And when we camped with our friend Joe, every time the two of you guys cooked, you complained that you could not get the heat right on that grill. Every meal.
But that's a lot of – when you first buy an RV and you have so much stuff to put in that RV, I feel bad for people. I don't want them to feel like they have to go out and buy
it. When we bought the first pop-up camper and the owner of the store like took me through the camp store and showed me all the stuff I needed, which honestly he did a good job and he really was showing me stuff that I needed – it was like $500 worth of stuff. I mean, it costs a lot to get everything in your RV right. So you might want to wait on the grill if you're
We waited years. Years.
All right. Now, I'm excited about the next item. I have wanted a Truma level check for years or since they first came out. Now, this is an interesting item. It's $69.99. It uses ultrasound technology to detect the level of propane in your tanks. So basically, I'm holding it in my hand right now. It's like the size of a small flashlight. And it actually has a flashlight built into it, which I'm now going to shine at Stephanie.
Oh,
can
thanks.
You see?
Yeah, nice the lights, LEDs.
The lights, not too bad. All right. And then basically what you do is you press this thing up against the propane tank and it flashes orange while it's reading. And then if it turns red, that means that there is no propane at that level you're pressing. If it turns green, that means you're good and you have propane at that level. And then you just if it's red, then you just pull it back and then you don't slide it down. You pull it off and then place it down another inch or two and just keep checking. Now, our propane tanks are relatively easy to unscrew and shake around. It really only takes me a second. So, you know, for someone, if you have propane tanks like me that are just easy to get to and kind of shake around, you might not want to spend the $69.99 on this. But I've seen other RVs, and I recently looked at a fifth wheel with a friend, where the propane tanks are actually like a little bit annoying to get at and unscrew and pull out. If that's you, if that's the RV you have, I would say this is a must-have. This is a great item to have. Works like a charm, very sturdy, good technology, good product, and I feel like it's going to last forever.
Yeah, and this was like a fun – because our propane tanks are so easy to get to, this is sort of more like a fun gadget for you. But then when we were talking to like Janine – even we mentioned it. And the first thing she said was, oh, that's worth every penny. Like for her, having that ease of
to not have to unscrew the thing and also just to pick it up and shake it around. You might not want to be doing that. Yeah, but for me, it's more of like a fun item. But also, if you're pulling into the campground late at night and you're like, do I have enough propane to heat the RV for the night? This is going to save you some time.
Yeah, and let's not act like pulling it off and shaking it around gives you like an accurate reading.
No, that's true too. I mean, that is true too. To some degree,
propane. Have more experience with propane tanks.
No, but you make a good point. Propane tanks are tricky that way. Like you can pull it off and kind of be like, how much is in here? You know, it's like it's not like water in a jug, you know? So this gives you a really accurate reading. I mean, you're going to see like, okay, my tank is half full or my tank is three quarters full or whatever it is. Then you can make your decision on whether you want to get propane or if you need propane for the night. And if you're camping in colder climates, I think that becomes more of an important item.
Yeah, don't run out of propane in the middle of a 30-degree night like, say, maybe we did.
Camp Taylor in New Jersey in October. Yeah, that happened.
With babies.
With two babies who woke up screaming and howling in the night. Now, the thing is, I have to say, I did go and ask to buy propane, and he said the propane was gated and locked for the night.
Yeah, no.
Luckily, Daddy had the backup space heater, okay? So it was not that bad. I just dug around the storage bin, pulled out the space heater.
Hold off till the fall. We'll put a space heater on the gear.
No, everyone should have a backup space heater in the RV. We'll hold off. We have good ones, too, those Honeywell ones. I'm not zipping it. I'm babbling. All right, so next, this is a product that we have used extensively that we really, really like. It's that I really, really like that I have used extensively.
I'm going to go get a drink while you talk about this.
It's the RhinoFlex sewer hose kit with elbow and caps. It's $38. And, you know, when you buy an RV, it comes with a sewer hose usually, at least ours did. And it's just the cheapest possible sewer hose you could ever have. Now, the RhinoFlex, much sturdier, much thicker, better built, has lasted a really long time. Very easy to use. All the fittings are easy to use. I have never had leakage with this sewer kit. So if you're looking to upgrade from the one that comes with your RV, There's a lot of different brands on the market, and I can't say that I've tested all of them, but we've used this one extensively. I really like the RhinoFlex.
Now, people also talk about the ease with which this kind of
collapses
yeah. into the bumper.
That's like, a good
that
point.
That seems to just come up a lot with this.
Yeah, this one, I guess this is how I would put it. All of them collapse, but this one collapses very tightly, and it's not like wiggly and loose. It really collapses into a tight little package, a firm little package that's easy then to shove into the bumper in the back. Stephanie wants nothing to do with the black tank.
I get the willies even thinking about it.
Look, I've used this one for years. It doesn't leak. It's a good quality. It's easy to use. It's easy to tighten. It's easy to fit on. And, you know, at $38, I don't think you're going to find a cheaper one that's any good. So it's a good price point, very good product, and we're going to be giving one away
absolutely.
One of these weeks.
It's on the list along with every other
because every guy out
stuff,
there knows
awesome.
You need your time at the black tank.
I know.
You need that quiet, relaxed time. You bring yourself. I know what the guys do. They bring their cell phones back to the black tank. They spend a little quiet time. They check their cell phone, check their text messages. It's a little time away from the kids back there at the black tank.
I'm never touching your cell phone again, except with
antiseptic
wipes.
Good. This is a good product that's available at pretty much everywhere. All right. So next on the list, and I'm excited about this one too. Mm-hmm. I think this is a really terrific product. It's the Taste Pure 25
foot.
It's not 25 inches. It's the Taste Pure 25 foot heated drinking water hose. And this is by Camco, and the RhinoFlex is by Camco, which is worth mentioning. So this is a heated hose, basically. So it's a really nice quality, sturdy hose. And you plug it in, and there's a little heating system built in along the side of the hose so the water doesn't freeze in there. So if you're somebody that camps in colder weather, this is a great product to have. And we've actually had the water freeze in the hose, right? And then you wake up in the morning. I mean, this hasn't happened just too many times because we don't camp in the winter much.
We extended our season.
And then you have to open up the water and just like wait till the water comes out.
Or take like a hair dryer. Or we were just interviewing the Vandy Vagabonds for Campground of the Week the other day. And they were saying that they had a frozen hose that they like de-thawed like in the heater in the bathroom,
because
your
hose is sitting on the ground, you know? So if it's cold, out, and then the fact that it's also sitting on the ground, it's not up off the ground like, you know, like maybe the sewer line is or whatever, it's going to get cold faster. So if you camp in the winter, if you camp in the early spring, I think this is a great product. It's $136, and I just think if you're the type of person that's going to use it a lot, it's worth that ticket price. If you're not camping in the cold that much, skip it.
Well, we extended our season last year.
To Thanksgiving.
But earlier too. We started earlier in March.
In March, and that's when we had the frozen.
Yeah, and then we went to Thanksgiving. So once we did that, we were like, okay, this is an issue now, right? The water is an issue when we want to be careful not to freeze our pipes and blah, 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 blah. So this is a fantastic product. If you're going to camp enough in the shoulder seasons, then think about this.
And when you're camping in the cold, you want a hot shower in the morning. And they say they've tested this down to -40 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
It operates on 120 volt. I think it's a good quality product.
Yeah, we can't like attest to it working at -40 degrees Fahrenheit because you're not going to find us out in the RV at that temperature.
No, maybe one day.
But, you know, we're talking. We get out on nights that it does dip down to 30 degrees in
We've
the spring
been out
and
even
the
in
fall.
The upper 20s.
Yeah.
So
have we?
I think we have.
You think
it's gone
down
I think
that far?
We have.
Wow, we're rugged.
No, we're not that rugged.
No,
there's people
not.
Out there listening to the podcast like
oh,
no, we camp
sissies.
All year around in like Washington State.
In their Lance truck campers.
Yeah. All right. Up next is a really, really popular item out there in the RV world. It's getting a lot of great reviews, and we just think this is a really terrific item. It's the RV Lock 4.0, and it replaces the standard lock that comes on your RV, which is not very sturdy or secure for most of us.
I want to say that I have a couple of issues with the standard lock that comes on your RV. First of all, everybody hears people complaining about how many master keys can work many different travel trailer fifth wheel locks. Now,
of course, we haven't tested that because we're not thieves at the campground.
But I actually know many people will say that their like old travel trailer key worked in their new travel trailer because it's this like standard lock. And that's not – I don't think that that's a wives tale. I just think that is the nature of the manufacturing of those standardized locks. Now, I want to say, I want to be very clear. This RV lock is only for travel trailers and fifth wheels. Okay, it's not for motorhomes or anything. Okay, we'll only fit the standard like handle size on those models. So anyway, so that's out there. And people talk a lot about the security of it. But I'm going to be honest with you. That is not what really hooked me on this product. It wasn't like, oh, somebody else with a travel trailer key could get into my trailer, because you know how I am. I'm like, there's nothing valuable in my trailer.
Stephanie grew up in a house where all the doors were open and they left wads of cash on the tables.
We didn't have wads of cash. But yeah, if you left cash on the table, it's no big deal. Nobody was going to take it. Everybody was in and out. I grew up in a house where there was not a key to the house. Nobody had a key.
You lived across from an army base, too.
We did. So maybe that gave us a false sense of security.
Well, I think it gave you a real sense of security. I don't think there's anything false about it.
So I'm not a locking kind of a person. However, you are, and I've adjusted well.
I grew up in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and our house was broken into many times. Yeah. So I lock doors at night.
Right. And that's okay. And like now I'm like with the program. I get it. I have no problem with that. But that honestly was not my biggest like problem here. My problem is those darn RV keys that are so easy to like lose and misplace. And then, or if you put it on the car key, you know, we only have your car keys when we travel because we've got the truck.
Yeah.
So then you go off in the truck, like say we're at the pool and you drive off in the truck and I go back to the camper and
it's only happened a few times, but it's been hugely inconvenient.
Yeah. Because the keys, you know how like your house key is a part of your life. You leave it on your car key, and then you leave, you come back, you have it. It's not a problem. It's not like that with your RV key. So we've actually had problems. I've had problems where I couldn't get into one of the storage bins while you were gone. Like, oh, I wanted to get out the grill.
Right.
And I couldn't because you had left with the keys. So like, there's little things like that that have really bothered me.
So what's the workaround?
Okay. This lock has keyless entry. It has a code.
Brilliant.
Oh my gosh. Not only does it have two little buzzards like your car keys do, right? Beep, beep. You can like, you know, like hit the unlock button and your RV door will unlock, okay? So it has two fobs that you can get and you can open your RV with. You can also get in by entering your unique code that you set up. So it doesn't matter who has the keys.
Make sure your code's unique.
Well, yeah, don't do 1, 2, 3, 4. If you do, you deserve to be robbed.
That's not nice
at
all.
It's like the people that use passwords.
Let me say something. I've been robbed. No one deserves to be robbed.
All right. I'm sorry. I just don't have a lot of sympathy for the people that use those standard passwords. I'm like, oh, I was hacked.
Now, this is a $250 item, but I think that makes sense when you're talking about how, you know, this is a serious piece of technology. And guess what? We have one to give away.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're not just giving it away this week.
Yeah.
But RV Lock is going to give us one for a giveaway in the upcoming weeks. Stay tuned for that one.
Yeah. Very exciting. So I think that this is valuable. If you are somebody that worries about security or convenience, right, of getting in and out of that camper, then this is something I think it's a phenomenal product. I'm really excited about it. And all you do is you take out your lock, like 4 screws. And that's another thing. Like you only need a screwdriver to take out the lock on your travel trailer, right?
Yeah, so pretty simple.
That's like too simple, right? So you take it out, you put this in its place, and all of a sudden you have a lot more security and ease.
Let's move on to the access tonneau cover. Now, you have been saying for years that I should review this, and mm-hmm. Every time you say it, I'm like, yeah, it's awesome. I love it, and we never review it. So when I bought my truck almost 5 years ago, closing in on 5 years.
In June.
We went to Monmouth Truck near us. I wanted a roll top cover of some kind. And this was $500. It might have even been $520. And I'll tell you, I thought that was really expensive. And I started looking at one of the cheaper ones for like $250. And you were like, no. This is important. Spend the money on this. This is one of the rare times where you upsold me. And the salesman was like, look, this thing's awesome. It'll last forever. It's high quality. And you know, I am always like, oh, I'm getting a pitch. You know, I'm getting a sales pitch. But $500.
I could tell. We were in that showroom and I could tell the difference between between some of the cheaper, like $250 products. Also, like, we were looking at the hard versus the soft. You know, we were going through all the things. I feel like I'm not a very educated person in terms of trucks, and I could tell the difference.
Truck accessories are expensive to begin with, and this is a high-quality product. So I'm saying to you, after 5 years, this thing looks like it's brand new.
Brand new.
It works like it's brand new. The Velcro along the sides is still strong. It has a lockable system inside for some extra security. I mean, of course, somebody could take a huge knife and cut through it if they really wanted to, but it does have a lock, which is just that extra impediment. And the material has just lasted. And I mean, I'm rough with this cover. I mean, like, oh, I roll it up really fast. Like, the kids walk on it, and they're not supposed to.
We've, like,
but
our heads have almost exploded.
I mean, my head almost was like, get off the tonneau cover. You know, you're going to break it. And they actually walk on it, and it doesn't break. So if you're, you know, if you just got a new pickup truck and you're looking for a cover, I would really recommend the Access brand. I just feel like I got a great product, and it was worth that $500.
And so easy to use. I'm smaller, right? So it is hard for me to manipulate those, like, things on a taller
pickup
truck.
Yeah, this one's pretty easy to use.
I have no problem rolling this up. I get this unrolled, get the boys' bikes in all by myself, all by my womanly self.
Yeah, very, very impressed with it. And, you know, when I get a new pickup truck,
move on.
I'll either move this one over if the bed is the same size, or I'll get the same one again. Oh, I will get a new pickup truck.
Yeah, we'll get you that for you. It'll be a nice retirement.
Our Utah present. Correspondent has a new aluminum Ford F-150. It's beautiful.
Is he going to sell it to you 10 years from now for real cheap?
Military-grade aluminum. All the Chevy people out there get mad at me. I'm a Silverado owner right now, and I would be happy with another Silverado, too. All right, you have a couple apparel items here to round out the list. So you have you pronounce this one.
Mephisto,
thank you, because I was about to mispronounce that. Mephisto Helen Thong Woman's Sandals. For $139.
Yes. Okay. Now, right. These are higher price points than some of them. What we did was we sort of went with, like, quality products for our outside products, like things that are just going to hold up to wear and tear, right? So I wanted to put these sandals on because I know that there are a lot of women who listen to this show who are sort of like me, semi-outdoorsy. That's what I'm going to call us, semi-outdoorsy. Okay.
Honey, you are very outdoorsy.
Well, you know, you hike, not like bouldering.
You bike, you have three children.
Yeah, but
if you did not have three children, you would be bouldering.
I guess. I don't know. You know, I'm not like sleeping in hammocks at the top of mountains.
Because we own an RV.
Yeah.
We have an RV podcast.
Well, some people do that stuff, not me. Okay. So anyway, what was happening was I had needed a good pair of sort of like summer shoes while we were traveling. I have my hiking shoes. I have my running sneakers. And then, of course, you've got flip-flops, right? But there's a lot of days when we are traveling where we do these, like, extended outdoor activities. Like, say we go to, like, the botanical gardens. What are you doing? You're walking all day. But it's also hot. You know, it might be warmer temperatures. You don't want to wear your sneakers. You don't want to wear your hiking shoes. But then flip-flops don't offer that same, like, that support, right?
Not
like,
they're for if not you're going to walk four or five miles at a couple different locations.
Yeah, and we really do a lot of days like that when we're on the
almost
road
every day
in the summer. Right. So, you know, I was really struggling, and I had actually not had a pair of shoes for a while that fit the bill. Like, that would be those shoes that were actually good for walking, because everybody knows, you know, there's a little bit of a stigma. You know the TiVo sandals?
I do.
Okay.
Everybody does.
Right. You know, like the stigma, like they're not very stylish, right? So a lot of women have.
I think you just offended like 500 of our listeners.
I'm just saying, everybody knows the joke.
Forgive us.
Okay.
Stephanie's not saying she thinks that.
No, I just wanted something a little more, with a little more fashion sensibility. That's what I wanted.
And you are usually not the person who spends more on the fashionable item. So if this was the time you wanted to do that.
Well, I was very specifically looking for this product, and I went on and on and on, and I didn't get it. So then what happened was, I didn't want to get like the Birkenstock, because again, there's like the Birkenstock and the TiVo, and both of them just felt like too granola-y for me, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, I just
granola-y?
Yeah.
Okay, granola-y.
I don't know. I didn't want that.
You just offended another 500 of our listeners.
It's taste. Nobody's getting offended because they will know. Like, everybody has their own individual taste. So anyway, I finally found these Mephisto sandals. Now, Mephisto is a well-known, well-respected Israeli company, actually, that is – it's like these wonderfully crafted shoes, okay? So they are expensive, but they are all leather uppers. They have a cork midsole, and then they have a synthetic, like, rubber bottom, okay? So this is the best quality that you're going to get.
So you love these?
So I bought these. Do you know where I bought these?
No.
I throw this stuff under your radar sometimes, right? So I bought these in the same that little shopping thing where Biscuit was. Remember Biscuit in Myrtle Beach?
Oh my gosh, you totally snuck this in on me. Mm-hmm.
I went into that shoe shop and like it was my moment. Like I saw these and I was like, that is the shoe that I have been searching for over a year. Like I found it in that shop.
Well, mazel tov. I'm
all
glad.
Right. Well, thank you. So these are available.
Baruch Hashem. I'm glad you like them.
These are available in other places, but I bought them down in Myrtle Beach right near Biscuit, which amazing food, okay, near the Myrtle Beach, the Botanical Gardens.
So get you, the burgers were awesome. So go get some burgers at Biscuit. Go to the Botanical Gardens and make sure you're wearing your Mephistos.
Yeah. So anyway, my point is that I bought them that day. I put them on my feet. And I wore them the entire day that we walked the botanical gardens, like miles. So comfortable from day one. I probably wore them like almost every single day of our entire traveling season, all through the fall until it started to get cold. These things are amazing.
They're starting to sound like a bargain to me.
No, but that's the point. It's the same thing with like things like jeans or your bed. Right, you have to spend more on the things that you actually wear every day. Unfortunately, we end up spending more on what? Like the dresses that we wear
a few
one
times,
time, you know? And that
shoes
doesn't
are
make
important
sense.
If you're walking a lot, traveling a lot, hiking a lot, just enjoying.
Spend a lot on the things that you are going to use over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, I will share with our audience the day that these sandals actually like break down. I will say it. I don't see it happening anytime in the near future. And to be quite frank, I think that they just are a little more stylish. They have like a crisscross.
I think they're pretty cute.
I like them. A little more stylish than the Birkenstock.
All right. Now, in terms of footwear, we got another recommendation here. We have the Keen Newport H2 sandal for kids, which we swear by for our boys. And they've all had a pair practically since they were born or as soon as they could fit into them.
I think we started buying them actually 3 years ago.
And they're so multi-purpose because they can wear them out to dinner in the summer or they could wear them on a light hike in the summer. They could wear them walking through a stream in the summer and then they dry off and they're usable for the rest of the day. So the kids don't need to be switching sneakers and shoes all day. It's just like they just wear these all day.
Yeah, this is like the boys' Mephisto. Shoes, right? This is their
sandal. And well, I don't know how much the kids cost.
Well, they
but
cost more than you might want to spend on kids' shoes. And that's what kept me from buying them for the boys for so many years was I thought, who would spend? There's a big range of prices. That's why I don't have an actual price. If you go on Amazon, if you're flexible with color, you might find.
That's true. I've noticed that
so
about Keen sandals. Yeah.
You might find a pair for your kids for $28. But if you really
want red.
If
you're cool with like puke orange, you could get a pair for like $20.
Every year now, I get all three of them a new pair. And I guarantee you, I pay a different price for each one of them.
And Stephanie, obviously, because their feet are growing. Now, for me, I buy a new pair every 2 years and I wear them every day. All spring, summer, and fall when we're traveling, I wear them on shorter hikes. I wear them in the water. I wear them tubing. I abuse them, and I get 2 solid years out of them. And for the last 6 years, after 2 years, they're done, basically. I retire them.
I've had the same pair for years. And
I think I submerge them more in the water.
Yeah, I don't
which
use
is,
them
that's
as much
my mistake. Because they say they're waterproof, but if you take them tubing and they're literally soaked, I mean, the glue is going to come unglued.
The kids are a little bit different, and I feel like they are a little more like they're easier to dry. I don't feel like they're as heavy as the adult ones, and you can throw them in the washing machine too, which is nice. Like if they get super yucky or smelly or anything, you can put them in the washing machine. I really believe that this is the best bang for your buck in terms of kids' shoes because I'm going to say this: I don't think your kids need hiking shoes. Like you're not doing as heavy duty of
and
hiking.
They grow out of them so quickly. So to spend the money is painful.
We don't buy hiking shoes
for
the kids.
Yeah, they've just worn these.
They wear these. They wear their sneakers in like a colder weather climate.
Right.
And then as soon as it gets warm enough, they wear these and they have never gotten a
blister.
And
they're easy to kick off if they want to go for a swim or dive into a stream if we're out hiking somewhere beautiful.
That's the best part. We get to water feature. They can take them off and go in the water, or they can wear them and it won't get too yucky.
So our kids in the summer, it's like a pair of sneakers and a pair of these.
Oh, that's what we – yep, that's what we bring. And sometimes – and a pair of flip-flops for to the pool
and
back.
And the flip-flops, we buy the El Cheapos. And then you know what?
They're junk.
They don't use them that
much.
But
you know what it's good for? The pool.
The pool.
At the campground. The flip-flops are good for the pool. We don't care
about it
too much.
All right. Those are our 10 items for the RVFTA 2016 Spring Gear Guide Part 2. Now, we said we're giving away a Truma level check, and we're going to be true to our word. Stephanie, how is everybody going to win? Can I take a picture of the Truma level check and put it on Instagram, like of me using it out of the propane tank?
Of course you can.
So when you see a picture on our Instagram account, you will tag a friend that might like RV Family Travel Atlas or that might like a Truma level check.
Who wouldn't?
And that will enter you, not your friend.
Yeah.
It'll enter you.
Don't worry.
They'll need to tag somebody.
Yeah.
Could get a little crazy. So look for the picture of the Truma level check and tag a friend to win.
Yeah. And we'll randomly pick a winner just like we always do. And then we'll inbox you for your contact information.
$69.99 value. It's just madness, the things we're giving away these days.
That's valuable.
It's free. It's for me.
All right. So the reason why we're starting off with the Truma level check and giving that away this week is because we have a great interview with Eldon Wood, a lovely gentleman who is the vice president of marketing over at Truma. I met Eldon back when I was in Louisville. Okay, so this is a ways back.
You were holding it, though, for the giveaway and the Spring Gear Guide.
Yeah, because we had talked to them and they had said, oh, well, we'll give you a level check. And we were just like, let's just hold it. It would work perfectly for our Spring Gear Guide. And he's talking about the AquaGo heating system. Okay, it's a water heating system from Truma. And this,
revolutionary product.
It really is. And this is one of those aftermarket, gosh, like modifications that honestly, for the value, it doesn't seem all that pricey to me. But he'll talk to you more about the price. I'm not going
to give it away. Let's throw it to Eldon.
All right. Choosing the right RV dealership is as important as choosing the right RV.
Campers Inn has thousands of RVs to choose from and has been the RVer's trusted resource for 50 years.
In 1966, Art and Fran Hirsch, along with their sons Bob, David, and Jeff, invested their family's life savings to buy four folding tent trailers, selling them out of their front yard in Acton, Massachusetts.
Their dream was to build a hometown dealership where every customer feels like family and becomes a customer for life.
50 years and three generations later, Campers Inn RV is the nation's largest family-operated dealership with 14 locations on the East Coast.
Their professional staff and certified trained service personnel are driven by the commitment to treat each customer fairly and with respect.
Find your family's next RV at campersinn.com. So some of you may have seen my tweet the other morning about the most interesting fact that came out of the RVIA Outlook breakfast, and that was that the Truma company was named after President Truman. So of course I had to get an interview with someone from the Truma company and learn a little more about that. So I'm here with Eldon Wood, who's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Truma, and he's going to talk to me a little bit more about what this company has to offer our listeners. Hi, Eldon.
Good morning. Thank you for coming to visit us.
Oh, thank you so much for talking to us. So this company really does have a very rich and fascinating history. You're from Germany. Tell me more about the company and the history of the company.
Well, it's definitely something I think you could relate with. Our founder, Mr. Philip Kreis, he was actually an English teacher in Munich, Germany.
All those smart English teachers out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, so he taught English to the people there in Munich, and shortly after the Second World War in 1949, if you could imagine, in war-torn Germany, the infrastructure was not so good, and electricity wasn't so reliable. So to help when he was teaching English, he found actually these gas lanterns in the basement of his schoolhouse and started tinkering with it and fixed it up so that they could have light to teach English by at night. And that's how kind of Truma got its start, was from beginning with these gas lanterns.
Okay, so gas lanterns to the RV industry. How does that happen?
Well, it's actually not such a big gap to cross, because when you're out camping in an RV, of course at that time, RVing was growing more and more popularity with travel trailers. And when you're out camping, you need to have lights, and battery-powered lights weren't quite so as available, and propane-powered lights were a lot brighter. So, and that's one of the things with how we kind of tie into President Truman is after the war, he started the Marshall Plan for economic recovery to rebuild Germany, and Mr. Kreiss benefited from that plan. So he actually wrote a letter to President Truman and asked for permission to name his company after him in his honor. And in our museum today in Germany, we still have the original letter from President Truman saying, yes, thank you, and yeah.
That is such a wonderful story. And when you think about the circle where now America is benefiting from that investment in Germany, you know, post-war, that now you're bringing products that are more efficient and, you know, more just it will encourage people to RV more and everything. That's just a really good circular story there.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel really privileged to be a special part of that, that more than 65 years later to now, yeah, exactly, bring that back to the American market, which is the largest RV market in the world.
Right. You have a marketing director's like dream story there, history. Okay. So you named the company after President Truman, and now just about 3 years ago, you guys started to move into the American market. Now, you've been in the European RV market for years now. What are some of the differences that you see in the products that you develop for European RVers and for American RVers?
Well, see, this is one of the things that I consider to be very fascinating, because you have two completely different cultures, two completely different parts of the world that have so much similar origins in their beginning of RVing and a common passion for the outdoors, but yet the development of the products and how people enjoy the outdoor life are completely, well, not completely different, mm-hmm. but in some ways dramatically different. RVs in Europe, obviously when you're in cities that are 800 years old, the streets weren't designed by the civil engineers for big behemoth RVs. So the RVs in Europe are much smaller in many cases. They have more focus on more efficient space saving appliances and weight savings.
Right. Americans, I think, you know, we know that as like the IKEA effect, right? It's like we think of IKEA when we think about space saving and smaller and everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That is just something that people are concerned about more in Europe as RVers, right?
Well, and I think this is what we're beginning to see here in the American market, where, for example, there are becoming more and more restrictions on emissions, which, you know, the easiest way to address that is to make vehicles smaller, make engines smaller. All of these things which are just starting to transition here in America are conditions that they've had to operate under in Europe for many years.
So give us a little bit of an idea of your product line in general. What do you offer that goes into RVs, both behind the walls, you know, and inside of the walls and outside of the walls?
Yes. So Truma is one of the largest suppliers to the RV manufacturers in Europe. Not many people realize that Europe is the second largest market in the world. At our peak, we were about a little less than two-thirds the size of the American market. So it's still quite a large market. And we compete in six main product categories. So these are components for furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters. We also do propane gas accessories, energy systems. And one thing that, again, is very unique for the European market is our maneuvering systems, which are these motors that you bolt onto your travel trailer, and then by remote control, you can move your trailer around without a tow vehicle.
We don't have those, right?
Not here.
Are they coming to us?
Maybe. But this is, it's really fun to see people out there moving their trailers around by remote control.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm sure there's a YouTube video out there about that. We'll have to look it up and see what you're talking about. Okay. So now, what of those products? You mentioned tons of things that are in furnaces, right, in water heaters. What is available to our listeners aftermarket, right? We all want to make our RVs more efficient. We all want to make them more comfortable. So what do you guys produce that we want to put into our travel trailers?
So I think one of our products, which is ideally suited for that, is going to be our Truma AquaGo. It's the only hybrid instant water heater available on the market. And what this means is, you know, those who are experienced RVers, they're very familiar with the traditional boiler tank water heaters, which provide a really good constant temperature, but in a very, very limited supply of water, 6 gallons or 10 gallons. So you have very short Navy showers. On the other end, you have the tankless water heaters, which are supposed to give you endless hot water, but the temperature is very unstable and inconsistent. So with the AquaGo, it's a nice hybrid technology that gives you the benefits of both worlds.
Okay, so the benefits of both worlds. Explain as much as you can how you can have a benefit of the traditional along with the instant.
Yes, so with that hybrid technology, we actually developed and patented our temperature stabilizer, which is like a small tank that is designed in a way to create a cyclonic mixing action in the water. And so what this does is with our instant water heater, it buffers out all of those temperature fluctuations. So at the end, you get a good constant 120 degrees hot water.
And it will go on for as long as you need it to go on for, right?
Yes, yeah. So as long as you got propane and fresh water, it'll put out hot water all day long.
So I can do the dishes and then take a shower.
You can do the dishes and shower at the same time.
Whoa, mind blown.
One of the things I really like about, you know, talking about efficiency is, you know, you take like a 20-pound barbecue grill propane tank. So most of your trailers will have a 40-pound or two 40-pounds. Well, with that 20-pound propane tank, you could take a luxurious 20-minute shower in your RV every day of the week for about a month before you'd have to refill that tank.
Sigh. Thanks, Eldon. All right, so that's something that any one of our listeners, if they're really frustrated with just the hot water situation in their RV, or if they want to do a lot more off the grid, right, boondocking, something like that, they can efficiently use their hot water and not run out of propane quickly.
Absolutely, yeah. And when our engineers designed it, they did a great job of doing it in a way to where it can easily swap out with any 6, 10, 12, 16-gallon boiler tanks, any other tankless water heaters that are on the market quite easily.
Okay, so this is something that if our listeners are interested and they want to find a dealer to install this on their RV, what kind of price point, you don't have to give me an exact, but what kind of price point are we looking at to make that transition?
Well, and that's the thing, is I can give you the exact price point on that. So Truma, what's unique to our industry is we took a similar approach to like Bose and Apple. So regardless of any of our dealers you go to, you're able to find the AquaGo at the same price. So the AquaGo Basic, is which provides the instant, constant, endless hot water, is $1,099. And then the AquaGo Comfort, which does the same thing, but includes an antifreeze device, so you can use it year-round.
Oh,
and that's only
$100
more.
Extending the season is really... I'm sorry, I interrupted you. $100 more?
Yep.
Okay, to extend your season year-round and still have hot water.
Absolutely. So that's an ideal solution, especially for full-timers.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, I kind of think. Yeah. $100. That's like a, you know, night out.
Yes.
That's just what you pay your babysitter.
Right.
To go on a date. All right. So that's good option for somebody that already has an RV. Now, we also have listeners that are shopping right now. We have people all the time that find us when they're researching a new purchase. Are there systems, are there products from Truma that you feel that they should really look for in an RV that they're purchasing that will really help enhance their brand new RV experience?
Yes, and this is a product that is really innovative for the American market. There's nothing else out there like this, and that's our Truma Combi. You know, going again to some of the differences between the European and American market, although this is new here, we first introduced a combination furnace and water heater in a single appliance a little more than 15 years ago.
Wow. Well, so, ahead of us here. Don't so, brag.
this is really a great product because it's new to the American market, but comes with a very well-established history. It's a very well-proven product. It saves weight, it saves space, and it's more than 92% efficient. So it will last, your propane will last a lot longer than, say, with a traditional furnace or water heater.
Well, you guys haven't even been here for 3 years, and obviously you've made a little bit of a splash. We look forward to seeing more products from you as we go. Please get in touch with us anytime you have something else to share that our listeners would like to hear about.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for being with us, Eldon. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much to Eldon Wood from Truma, and thank you so much to Truma for giving us a level check to give away. So you're just going to want to watch our Instagram account religiously this week, and we will post a picture of the level check. Then you're just going to tag a friend who's like into camping or RVing or might want a level check, and that will be your entry to win. We want you to join us next week for our latest episode of The Cranky RVer, titled The Anti-Gear Guide, and it's all about how all this stuff is stupid and it's way too expensive and you shouldn't buy it.
Back in my day, we didn't need any of this stuff
to
camp.
Give me a Phillips head screwdriver and some duct tape.
I'm going to take you through the RV and show you all the things you got to throw out.
Next week on Camp Like a Toddler, Wes is dedicating a whole entire episode to eating applesauce at the campground.
Pouches.
Bottles.
Cups. Bottles of applesauce. Do you eat it with a spoon?
Do you just eat it with your face?
Or your face.
Wes doesn't eat applesauce with his mouth. He eats it with his face.
Nose dives.
And join us next week for Men in Their Rigs, where I'm going to read a sequence of 20 haiku dedicated to flushing the black tank.
I'm taking that
I do. I'm going to reveal something here. I do want to write some haiku this summer about time spent at the campground.
All right, save that for our spring resolutions. All right, people, listen, every single link to every single product that we talked about today is over on the show notes at rvfamilytravelatlas.com. If you missed last week, go back and see all of our great stuff for the inside of our RV. Please, head over to that Etsy shop, head over to Uncommon Goods, head over to BB Begonia. Try to spend your dollars with some of these companies, these smaller companies that are making their products in America and that are really selling direct to you.
And special thanks to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks. To find a great campground near you, visit campjellystone.com. And thank you to Campers in RV, because choosing the right RV is just as important as choosing the right RV dealer. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
So visit them at campersin.com. Join us next week.
All right. Bye-bye.